This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manrich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 76,000 posts, well over 1,100 people interacting, and it's all totally free, freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and take advantage of that and more. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
Maybe we should clarify for the people who don't know yet why I'm on.
You switched with Torgo.
That's right.
Yes, so now it's going to be Johnson Fridays.
I'm going to be on indefinitely now on Friday.
Correct, and Torgo is on Mondays. So there. By the way, the Free State Project, there's a neat little new development called the First 1000 Program. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that because it's pretty exciting. I happen to be a big fan of it. But that's going to be coming up a little bit later on. Also, Johnson, you've got some geek stuff for us tonight. The internet and anonymity.
It's not really geek. I mean, it's slightly geek, but it's really more about anonymity than it is about the internet.
Why anonymity is important.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to get to that, but first I want to get to an email here, and of course it is the show about your calls, so when you make them, we go to them. 800-259-5791, bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. Let's go to the email box from Tim. Johnson. I listened to the Free Talk Live podcast and heard your comment regarding the FDIC. You said that you would not put your money into a bank that was not FDIC insured.
So another one of these where somebody didn't pay attention to the the following segment where I recanted that statement.
Oh, you did recant that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, what he has to say is pretty interesting. Stevie Wonder did a song, Superstition, and in it is the line, "When you believe in things you can't understand, then you suffer." Unfortunately, the vast majority of Americans feel the same way as you and can take comfort in their bank account balance being insured by the FDIC. Even without the backing of the Fed, fractional reserve banking proved shaky, and so the New Deal in 1933 added the lie of bank deposit insurance, using the benign word insurance to mask an errant hoax. When the savings and loan system went down the tubes in the late 1980s, the deposit insurance of the Federal FSLIC, Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation, was unmasked as sheer fraud. The insurance was simply the smoke and mirrors term for the unbacked name of the federal government. The poor taxpayers finally bailed out the SNLs, but now we're left with the formerly sainted FDIC. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, for commercial banks, which is now increasingly seen to be shaky since the FDIC itself has less than 1% of the huge number of deposits it insures. I don't doubt that if your bank fails that you'll get the amount of Federal Reserve notes in the bank that you deposited. However, a massive failure of a money center bank would require the Federal Reserve to step in, as the FDIC could not possibly cover the losses. After all, they only have less than a percent of what they're insuring. That $50,000 you had stashed away in your savings account for a rainy day may get repaid in Federal Reserve notes, but during such a crisis, that might not be enough to fill your gas tank as hyperinflation sets in. So do you understand what he's saying here? Mm-hmm. If there was a bank crash and the FDIC had to step in and cover the losses, they wouldn't be able to cover it, so the Federal Reserve would have to print that money in order to cover your losses, thereby creating hyperinflation.
Well, that's why I'd have all my investments bucketized.
Bucketized? What does that mean?
It's a financial term by one of these, I think it's not either Wise Trade or the Brain Trust, and they talk about basically having your investments, if you're going to have safely invest, and I'm sure Harry Brown would back me up on this one, but you want to have a varied portfolio where you have
some
of your money in stock, some of your money in gold and metals and other...
That's exactly what Harry Brown suggested.
Yeah, and then also you would like to have some of your money in, you know, obviously in banks and whatnot, in real estate, and you just spread it out.
So, finally, Tim says, whether this actually happens or not is not the point. The point is that what you think is an insured bank account is nothing more than the government promising to steal wealth from others to pay you back in case your bank goes under. It is a fraudulent hoax. So there. So now you know what the FDIC is really all about. Just thought I'd share that with you. From Tim. All right, 800-259.
I think that's what I thought it was anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. 800-259-5791, well, in case you didn't know.
I'd really want my money to be protected by Doberman pinschers that shoot bees.
Let's go to the anonymity article, Johnson. What did you bring in?
All right. It's an article from Wired by a guy by the name of Bruce Schneier. He's kind of commenting on another article that was written by Kevin Kelly. And Kevin Kelly basically was attacking Wikipedia. Basically, he was saying that Wikipedia is falling apart because of the total anonymity. And Wikipedia kind of made a recent change where people have to register to use
right.
Wikipedia.
Now, Wikipedia is
use
the...
Use it or to... To enter text.
To enter text.
For people that don't know, Wikipedia is what?
It is a completely user-driven and user-editable encyclopedia that is really interesting thus far.
You could literally go into any
entry. Create your own entry. About yourself, even.
You could create your own entry, but you could also go into an existing entry, say, about Adolf Hitler, and literally edit anything that's in there, which is creating some of the controversy, I guess, because, like, for instance, revisionists are going in and saying, like, the Holocaust never happened, that sort of thing.
Free Talk Live is on Wikipedia.
Right.
We've got our own interest.
Because you see, the controversy is because anybody can go in. That means, like, a revisionist of history could go in and say that Adolf Hitler was the greatest guy ever.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But then somebody else could go and change that.
Right. But there has some moderation to it, and certain people are trusted. And, you know, there's things that happen over time. Anyway, let me get into the crux of the thing. Kevin Kelly says, in every system that I have seen where anonymity becomes common, this system fails. Communities infected with anonymity will either collapse or shift the anonymous to pseudo-anonymous, as in eBay, where you have a traceable identity behind an invented nickname. Kelly, and this is Bruce Schneier's words, Kelly has a point, but it comes out all wrong. He says that anonymous systems are inherently easier to abuse and harder to secure, as this eBay example illustrates. In an anonymous commerce system, where the buyer does not know who the seller is and vice versa, it's easy for one to cheat the other.
Sure.
This cheating, even if only a minority engaged in it, would quickly erode confidence in the marketplace, and eBay would be out of business.
No doubt about it.
The auction site's solution, however, was brilliant. A feedback system that attached an ongoing reputation to those anonymous usernames made buyers and sellers accountable for their actions. And that's precisely where Kelly makes his mistake. The problem isn't anonymity, it's accountability. If someone isn't accountable, then knowing his name doesn't help. If you have someone who is completely anonymous, just as completely accountable, then, heck, just call him Fred.
That's an interesting point, because, you know, what he's saying there is if you are a seller on eBay, Johnson, and you're going by Mr. J on eBay, and I'm going and bidding on your product, it really doesn't matter what it is that your name is. It doesn't matter what your identity is, so long as there's 1,000 people that have vouched for you and have said that you really are a good seller.
If I'm doing a radio show, and my name is Manwich...
What?
Sorry, anonymity. Anyway.
Whereas if you are selling the product and you're using your real name and you don't have any sort of reputation on there,
right.
What good is that? I'm here in Sarasota. You're up in Minnesota.
How are you going to know?
What good's it going to do if you rip me off? How am I going to come after you? And if it was for a $15 CD, am I going to even bother with that? Of course not.
Well, you don't even need, you don't need that. Anonymity. I mean, in other words, you can have anonymity, but if you have a reputation, in other words, they're still held accountable to their actions. If they do something wrong, then that reputation system. So you don't need to know who they are.
And they're not anonymous to the website. They're anonymous to the other users. eBay knows who these people are.
That's where the partial anonymity comes in, and I'll get into that when I come back.
Okay. 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, take control, 800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there, and there are going to be two new additions to the Shrine over the weekend, so if you're on the updates list, you'll know about those when they happen. But the Shrine exists so we can show off our lady listeners. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, religions have contributed their pictures to the Shrine, and we put them up there on our website at freetalklive.com. And they do have to be validated photos, so to find out what that's all about, go and visit the Shrine, freetalklive.com. All right, so Johnson, you are telling us why it is that anonymity is pretty important to the Internet, correct?
Right, absolutely.
And we were talking about eBay as an example of anonymity on the Internet and how it is that it actually works pretty well. The fact that when you're on eBay, you click on the username of the person that you're possibly going to buy something from, and it tells you a bunch of feedback about that person, tells you how well they've done business on eBay in the past, but it doesn't tell you their name, it doesn't tell you their address, it doesn't give you their phone number, so you really don't honestly know who it is that you're buying from, beyond the fact that there are other people that might have vouched for that person.
Right, but you made a comment before the break, you said, well, eBay system works because eBay knows who they are.
As I understand it, that yeah, they probably do, unless they've been faked out.
Well, Brian here has a comment on that. He says, eBay's feedback system doesn't work because there's a traceable identity behind that anonymous nickname. eBay's feedback system works because each anonymous nickname comes with a record of previous transactions attached. And if someone cheats someone else, then everybody knows it. So okay. It has nothing to do with the traceable identity. It has to do with the record of transactions attached to that anonymous identification. So it says, similarly, Wikipedia's veracity problems are not a result of anonymous authors adding fabrications to entries. They're an inherent property of an information system with distributed accountability. Now I'll explain a little bit more about that.
Yeah, people, big words.
People think of Wikipedia as an encyclopedia, but it's not. We all trust Britannica entries to be correct because we know the reputation of that company, and by extension, its editors and writers. On the other hand, we should all know that Wikipedia will contain a small amount of false information because no particular person is accountable for accuracy.
Although, didn't they do a study that they actually looked at the entries in Britannica and they looked at the entries in Wikipedia and they found that there was, I guess, a similar amount of errors between the two of them? I don't recall the exact numbers.
I
haven't heard that.
I wouldn't be too surprised, but still, his point is still valid. Nobody's accountable for accuracy at the current
time. At Wikipedia, correct.
And that would be true if you could mouse over each sentence and see the name of the person who wrote it. So, you know, if you could see who was writing these things,
it would make it more accurate.
Right.
Right.
Historically, accountability has been tied to identity, but there's no reason why it has to be so. My name doesn't have to be on my credit card. I could have an anonymous photo ID that proved I was of legal drinking age. There's no reason for my email address to be related to my legal name. This is what Kelly calls pseudo-anonymity. In these systems, you hand your identity to a trusted third party that promises to respect your identity to a limited degree. For example, I have a credit card and another name from my credit card company. It's tied to my account, but it allows me to remain anonymous to merchants I do business with.
Huh.
The security of pseudo-anonymity inherently depends on how trusted that trusted third party is. Depending on both local laws and how much they're respected, pseudo-anonymity can be broken by corporations, the police, or the government. It can be broken by the police collecting a whole lot of information about you, or by ChoicePoint collecting billions of tiny pieces of information about everyone and then making correlations. Pseudo-anonymity is only limited anonymity. It's anonymity from those without power, and not from those with power.
You're losing me a little bit. Can you translate that for me?
Okay, basically what he's saying is if someone in power, like the police or a government organization, can go and grab databases from these companies or collect bunches of little bits of data about you and then correlate them all together, then you're not so anonymous anymore.
I never really thought I was that anonymous in the first place, I guess.
Well, you can be anonymous to these other users, but suddenly, you know, if the government gets in there, then you're not very anonymous anymore. I mean,
right. So he's stating the obvious.
I don't think that's necessarily that obvious to a lot of people. I think a lot of people think that when they're out there on the internet that they can be anonymous. And I think it's important. Not only should you be anonymous to other users and to basically his argument is accountability, you know, in other words, and this is kind of interesting to hear you talk this way, do you feel that people only behave on eBay because they know that the government could be watching them?
Absolutely not. They behave because of their user rating.
Right. And that's what he's getting into, and the anonymity. Why does the government need to have access to all that other information? That's the dangerous part that he's getting to.
Okay.
Let me continue. He says that in a perfect world, we wouldn't need anonymity. It wouldn't be necessary for commerce, since no one would ostracize or blackmail you based on what you purchased. It wouldn't be necessary for internet activities, because no one would blackmail or arrest you based on who you corresponded with or what you read. It wouldn't be necessary for age patients, members of fringe or political parties, or people who call suicide hotlines. Yes, criminals use anonymity, just like they use everything else society has to offer. But the benefits of anonymity far outweigh the risks. In Kelly's world, a perfect world, limited anonymity is enough, because only the people who would harm you are individuals who cannot learn your identity, and not those in power who can. But we do not live...
Wait, so hold on. He's saying that this other guy thinks that, okay, we've got different levels of anonymity. We've got total anonymity, like partial anonymity, and no anonymity.
And the other guy...
saying that partial anonymity is okay because the government won't abuse it?
Right. This other guy's saying, the government's not going to deny it. Partial anonymity is all you need. It's good enough.
So this other dude, the guy you're reading from, is arguing for full-on anonymity where nobody can know who you are.
And here's his explanation of why. We do not live in a perfect world. We live in a world where information about our activities, even ones that are perfectly legal, can easily be turned against us. Recent news reports
millions of different bits of information about us have been lost just last year. American Express lost, Bank of America lost, all kinds of
all sorts of things. And those bits of data can be correlated together to identify people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a hold of one database and you get a hold of another and another and another. Well, basically, he says recent reports have described a student being hounded by his college because he said uncomplimentary things in his blog, corporations filing slap lawsuits against people who criticize them, and people being profiled based on their political speech.
Sure.
We live in a world where the police and the government are made up of less than perfect individuals who can use personal information about people together with their enormous power for imperfect purposes. Anonymity protects all of us from the powerful by the simple measure of not letting them get our personal information in the first place. Right now, we live in a society, we live in a system where we're anonymous to everyone except for the people that can harm us the most, which is the government.
That's a problem.
And that's what this article is all about.
And isn't the government constantly pushing for less anonymity?
Right.
I mean, on the internet, they're looking for more identifying features.
And they're the ones who definitely shouldn't have our information.
No doubt about that.
Of anyone who shouldn't have our information, it's the government.
I totally agree with that. So
that's where the point is. That's where I wanted to go with this article, is that just the basic fact is, you know, forget anonymity. Oh, you've got anonymity from, you know, other people on eBay and people who might steal from you or try to, you know, steal your identity.
Right.
But no, the people who we really need to have anonymity from is the government, and they're not protecting us from terrorists with their, you know.
It sounds like it's something I agree with, but actually getting to that point is going to be a hell of a task.
Oh, yeah.
800-259-5791 coming up. Speaking of the government, we got an example from a soldier as to how wasteful the U.S. military is.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and shortwave radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting a media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 131.06.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show, bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. Months of the show. We give it all away to you. Right there on the front page of the website. Go get them for free, freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, widespread corruption. Americans see widespread corruption in our government. And they,
I'm sure they do.
And the Americans see widespread corruption. They have a solution for it. We'll find out what that is on the way.
Do you almost guess. You still have the Gallup poll I sent you also in
I think that cites that Gallup poll, but I'm not positive on that. But first I want to share this from a guy who is actually over in Iraq right now. He is, I think he actually was working with the military at one point. I think he's a private contractor now. But he wanted to give us an example. It says, I heard you guys talking about the different ways the government wastes money. When I was working in San Diego at the shipyard on a U.S. carrier, I ran into three guys throwing tools off into the water. And then when I asked them why they were doing that, they said it was because they had to, so they could spend money on new ones, or they'd lose that money in their next allotment in funding.
That's sort of how that goes.
But what do you think that... Isn't that a little weird, throwing the tools into the water? Couldn't you just put them in a big box and go sell them at Goodwill or something like that?
Something.
Just to make a couple bucks off of it instead of just wasting them totally?
Yeah.
But nonetheless,
awful.
Just one little example of what somebody stumbled onto. The guy just stumbled onto this, and it's just one drop in the bucket of the amount of waste that goes on in the U.S. military.
It's awful.
He then gave me one more example. He says, I can guarantee you if people saw the waste going on here in Iraq, like Puke and I do, they would stop paying taxes. They literally will deadline a vehicle for a light out if they don't have a replacement and say that it's because of safety, but those are counted as out of service. The vehicles with a brake light out?
Right.
Counted as out of service, so they have to replace the entire vehicle when it comes time to make sure they have enough vehicles.
Well, I want one.
And as he points out...
they replace the light after the time the deadline comes along. And
right. So then they have
more
vehicles.
Yeah, more vehicles are in play.
Just two little real-life examples.
That's weird.
For what goes on in the military there.
And it's our money, you know. And those vehicles, we're not talking about $40,000 vehicles. We're talking about $100,000 vehicles.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the government gets paid less
probably
than $100,000.
Probably more than $100,000. Yeah, probably far more than that.
There's a movie about the building of a tank that has Kelsey Grammer in it.
Right.
I don't know.
Pentagon Wars.
Oh, my God. That movie is so good. So good. If you want to see inefficiency and just, you know, especially in regards to vehicles and the building of, you know, it was the Bradley.
Yes.
The Bradley
fighting vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this movie is hilarious. And it's a true story.
That's right.
It's just it's a true story. It's a comedy, but it's a true story. It's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely recommend
Cary Elwes and Kelsey Grammer.
Pentagon Wars.
Hilarious.
All right, so the Americans are seeing problems in the government. In fact, according to ABC News, nearly 6 in 10 Americans see lobbyist Jack Abramoff's plea deal as a sign of widespread corruption in Washington. And a majority supports, well, legislation is the answer. The political fallout of the still-evolving case is unclear. At this stage, neither party holds an advantage. Blah, blah, blah. 9 in 10 Americans across the political spectrum favor banning lobbyists from giving members of Congress anything of value. Well, that'll put a stop to it. So Americans realize that Congress is corrupt.
Right.
So what
there's
they
widespread corruption. So what we'll do is we'll right. make it illegal for them to get gifts and spiffs and bonuses and all that stuff from lobbyists. And then they won't take them anymore.
This is so outrageous. 58% say there's evidence of widespread corruption in Washington, and they're asking for legislation as a solution. I'm sorry, did you just forget the fact that you just asked the people who you think are corrupt to write the legislation?
Yeah.
What did you think? They were going to let you in to write the legislation, mm-hmm. and you're going to go and vote for it?
Well, if we had the Read the Bills Act.
This is true. In fact, DownsizedDC.org is working on getting the Read the Bills Act into Congress, but they're still working on
it. Well, Downsized DC strongly stands against any kind of lobbyist reform, because what that's going to do is it's going to stop organizations like Downsized DC, too.
Mm-hmm. So
that's what they stopped. I mean, the last time they had the campaign finance reform, they didn't campaign finance reform nothing. They killed third parties.
Yeah, and then they were trying to, you know, the last thing I saw was the McCain-Feingold thing,
right.
which was huge, when they were trying to charge blogs as a political donation.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to say all political blogs should be taxed because it's a political donation. I mean, what were they going to do? Charge you and fine you based on word count? What? How are they going to do that?
There's,
I have no idea.
There's still some things
Luckily
in the works.
That didn't go through.
Well, there are still things in the works with the...
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure they'll hammer that away until they get it.
With the Department of... I forget what their bureaucracy is, but the FEC, Federal Election Commission, mm-hmm. is working on regulating blogs. They're working on that
Good
right
luck.
Now.
I mean, these are just people's writings. It's memoirs. You're going to regulate people's memoirs?
It is exactly what Johnson is saying. They think that it's some sort of a political contribution, and if you give a political contribution without showing it on paper with some sort of documentation sent to the government, they could possibly fine you, throw
well,
you in jail.
Then I'll move my blog into another country on a server in another country, and if you want to try and stop it, well, then you can come find me.
And if I write out what my feelings are about certain political candidates, and then I post them on a telephone pole in a busy corner.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be charged for that too?
Theoretically, if you were found for it, sure.
That's
if you didn't write "paid for by Manwich's coalition to elect so and so,"
it's not paid for. It's paper.
Somebody bought the paper.
Well, I did.
Right.
Speaking of which, you need to talk to that guy. I think his name was Ed from Hammer of Truth.
There's a few guys at Hammer of Truth.
Well, the guy you spoke to last night,
Stephen Gordon.
Okay, Stephen Gordon, you need to talk to him because I would like to write for that. I just, I find it ironic. You know, I was like, Hammer of Truth. That sounds like my kind of site. Being that, I'm the hammer of, the hammer of logic on the bulletin board system was the title I chose for myself. I just...
Well, why don't you send me your submissions and you can ghost write through me.
Oh, I'll have to go through you? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I got a title, too. I'm the 400-pound gorilla now.
That's right.
On Hammer of Truth.
800-259-5791. Let's go to the phones. Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I loved Ian's blog post on Hammer of Truth yesterday or whatever.
Thanks,
and
Keith.
You were talking about the freedom media and how we should support it. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, the point of the post was to promote the existing real libertarians out there in the media like John Stossel and Penn & Teller.
Okay, why don't I do that? So,
yeah.
The fourth season of Penn & Teller is coming out in the spring. It's been confirmed.
That's awesome.
So that's great news.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Like the third season DVD set, that's been confirmed for July.
Oh, good. You know, I hope they do the third season right, because I was really ticked off about the second season. They didn't... The first season, they had all kinds of extras and stuff. You know how on a good DVD, they give you the bonus features,
yeah.
the deleted scenes, extra interviews, and that sort of thing? The first season of Penn & Teller had all kinds of stuff. They had an entire disc full of stuff like that. Second season, it's like they just totally forgot to do it.
Well, some of us asked Showtime about that, and we asked Penn & Teller or whatever, and they said that Showtime does that, nothing they can do about it.
Right, well, I complained to Showtime last time, so hopefully they'll get their S together and actually do something about it for season
You also mentioned John Stossel.
Yeah.
Well, his education is hour-long 2020 special comes on tonight right after your show.
That's right.
Got it set.
That's right. John Stossel's doing an hour-long special about how the government is ruining education in this country. And that's 10 o'clock tonight on ABC.
But actually, when I called, you were talking about the military and how corrupt it is, how much they waste on spending and such.
Absolutely.
I'm actually in the military myself.
You probably have some examples for us then.
Oh, yeah, I have a good example.
Can you hang on? Because we'd like to have you share those with us. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Military corruption, waste. If you've got some examples for us, you're welcome to share those with us. This is your show. We're totally changing the topic. It is Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got updates available for you. You just go to sign up at updates.freetalklive.com and get you on the list. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll send it to your email box. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones, back to Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
One of those stories. I used to work at the Army base in San Antonio, Texas, Fort Sam.
Okay.
And I worked in the hospital, the occupational therapy department. What we do, like, every year towards the end of the fiscal year, September, whatever, we have, like, a $10,000 surplus. And it happened every single year, but we had to spend it because the way they set it up was if we didn't, like, waste the money, or not me, but, you know, my boss or whatever, but if my boss didn't waste the money buying some stupid equipment or machine that didn't do anything, the government would, like, shrink their budget for the next year.
Right. That's how it's done. That's how it's done in every bureaucracy.
Yeah, every single year they just like blew $10,000 for nothing.
And what would they spend it on?
They'd always buy, well, occupational therapy, it's like rehabilitation and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'd always have to help these old people, veterans or whatever.
Right.
And we'd just like buy this stupid machine or these new videotapes or just some stupid stuff. It was always just a complete waste of money.
Wow, and was that your job to like figure out what to spend the money on or just?
Yeah. I was just there in training. I was just learning how to help people or whatever. But actually, we were only about half as busy because occupational therapy, it's kind of like physical therapy in a way, but They normally see a whole bunch of people every day or whatever, but in the Army, we hardly saw anybody. We had like twice the staff we needed, but no one really cared because, you know, we liked it that way. The
sure.
Work.
Sweet little paycheck. I mean, you don't have to do very much. You get the same paycheck every single week, and that's part of the budget, too. I mean, if they were to cut staff, then, you know, that there's no point. I mean, there's no incentive for them to cut back at all. It's amazing.
But it was so cool because everyone had an office. Like, there were a bunch of students there, but we still had our own offices, our own computers. I never had in my own office or computer anywhere else. We'd spend sometimes a couple hours a day on the Internet just doing nothing at all.
Amazing. Thanks for the call, Keith.
Thank you.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. So, there you go. Waste. Government. The two words
they do.
All right. So, man, what you got an email you've been begging to read so
oh, yeah.
far tonight. So, go for it.
Well, it's from Reinhold. and he says, and he spells my name man which, like, which one? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, we don't specify.
I can't believe that Ian was able to get away with his comments earlier this week about how anarchy is the only way to be free from governmental violence, etc. He stated that in an anarchy situation, there would be one would be in charge. Let's see. No one would be in charge with anyone else. No government would be telling anyone what to do. Then at one point he mentioned that if someone did get out of hand, people with their privately owned guns would get together and take care of it themselves. But isn't two or more people joining together to establish a boundary by force a government? Government is the agreement between two or more people and a set of limits and rights.
Well, now, wait a minute. Government was not an agreement between anybody but the people that set it up. I didn't agree to this government. I don't know about you. When two people agree to something, then you have a contract. Well, you can't call that a government.
That are enforced by members of that group. So at any point when two or more people in this anarchy decide that any action is wrong and requires intervention to stop, they have just formed a government.
Nope. No, they haven't. No. They are forming an agreement between the two of them, and they can, you know, create whatever rules they want for their own property.
They're certainly going to be governing over someone else.
If those two people want to come onto my property and try to tell me what their rules are, then we'll find out exactly, you know, whose guns are bigger.
The difference between a government and what is being mentioned there is that in a government, one can be ruled without agreeing.
Exactly.
In other words, if you're in a contractual situation, everyone involved has agreed to what is going to happen and what rules are in play. In a government, not everyone's agreed. Not everyone has chosen how the game is to be played.
Precisely.
Which goes to his next point. In his utopia of everyone getting along, living in anarchy, a single person who opts out of his volunteer condition, of this volunteer
condition. I never said everyone would get along, but okay.
Can wreak havoc until a government is formed to remove the threat or deal with it in some way.
Wow. No. He's absolutely right. That's exactly the way governments work, because when people want to opt out, they have to be forced back in a government situation. But you see, in a contractual situation, everybody's agreed, so everybody's happy.
Our founding fathers knew this, that in fact,
yes, they did.
And they understood that while the government is an evil, it is a necessary evil that should be used for its basic purpose of identifying and protecting the rights of the people who live under that government. They wrote a constitution detailing this thing, limiting the size and the scope of the government, and left it upon us to ensure that the government functioned in this limited capacity. Over the decades, over the decades, we have destroyed that limit on small government, but the idea and the basic constitutional government that exists is the compromise that we made at the time to ensure the most free society with basic human rights protected.
Mm-hmm.
We should be focused on returning to that instead of trying to convince people that anarchy is a good idea.
I agree with him there.
The first thing is when I tell people that I'm a libertarian, I'm immediately told, oh, you're one of those anarchists.
Nuh-uh. Most people don't even know what the word libertarian means.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people
That's changed a lot over the past
absolutely,
years.
People, the first thing they say to me is, well, what about corporations will run amok? That's the first thing that I ever hear from somebody who has any idea what libertarian is.
The quick answer to that for anyone who doesn't know is that in a libertarian society, corporations won't exist because corporation is a function of the government. It's protectionism.
It's creation of the government.
It's government protectionism.
In order to protect those who don't want to have their assets.
And really, fascism is corporations controlling the government.
Indeed. Hey, Walt's on the way. 800-259-5791. He wants to talk about prepaid phones being tracked. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Friday night show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them are free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt. You're on with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening to you.
You know, I know you guys are about the government not having information. I heard you touch on it earlier.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, you are aware, of course, that all cell phones are tracked. Is that correct?
Oh, they're trackable. They're not all tracked.
Okay, they're not all tracked, but they are trackable, yes.
Yes,
certainly.
We are aware.
That's since October 2001.
Well, I think it's been around before that, Walt.
They started telling us about it since October 2001.
There you go. In other words, basically it's been the law since then. Okay.
Bush has made it clear he doesn't really care much about what the laws are as far as tracking and listening in on conversations,
yes.
So I'm certain they're doing far worse. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, he referred to the Constitution as that GD piece of paper, too,
yeah,
right?
Yes, he did, you allegedly.
Know? Yeah, well, it's not allegedly. That's been reported by several news outlets that, anyway, I don't like to say alleged because we know the guy's a criminal, you know?
No doubt about that.
Anyway, I mean, we found him with a smoking gun. I have this prepaid cell phone, and the reason I buy it is I don't like contracts.
Right, right.
I don't like making payments on anything, and why would the phone companies give you a contract anyway? That way, if you don't like their service, you can't opt out.
Right.
Okay?
Indeed.
Plus, you know, if you're not running around with the phone stuck out of your ear 24 hours a day, then you don't need to have one of these $60, $70 a month plans or $100 a month or whatever. In other words, you're paying for all of that for nothing.
That's true. If you are looking for anonymity in the phone world, the prepaid cell phone is the best way to go. There's no doubt about that.
Now they said, I just heard on the news here, I don't know, sometime this last week, something like 5,000 cell phones were purchased down in Florida on the prepaid system. I believe it was Florida. And they fear that Al-Qaeda or terrorists may have them. I mean, I know that I'm all
drug dealers. Come on, it's South Florida.
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm probably real naive to all of that because, you know, that's so far from even where my thoughts would go. You know.
You can go and buy a prepaid cell phone without having to give any identifying information, right?
Exactly. You just walk into like Best Buy or whatever, and plop down whatever money it costs. And, you know, buy your prepaid phone card, you call the number on the card, and it's activated.
Good to go.
Bingo, you know, and that's the way it ought to be. It shouldn't be any, you know.
Absolutely,
like
that way if you're being tracked or you get paranoid or something like that, you just ditch the phone and go buy another one.
Well, well, whatever. I mean, you know, yeah, I guess you could do that, but I mean, the point is, was like you guys were talking about this eBay thing. I'm an eBay user, I buy and sell on there. I've got 100% rating, and for them to even consider giving the government any information just really irks me because it is none of anybody's business.
You're
if
right.
I want, you know, if you.
I wish more, Walt, you know, I wish we had more time, but I also wish that more companies would stand up to the government and say no when they
like
come
Verizon.
In. When they come and demand information, because if more companies did that, what would they do? They couldn't lock everybody up in jail, could they? That's the reason why they give the info, is because they're scared. Thanks for the call, Walt. Hour 2 on the way, 800-259-5791. We'll talk a little bit about prescriptions, maybe a little bit about open relationships, maybe whatever it is that you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.